In June, the victims of an alleged EB-5 fraud in the Northeast Kingdom filed a lawsuit against the state of Vermont. Foreign investors say the state was negligent in its duty to oversee the EB-5 projects. Last week, their case might have gotten a boost from the federal government. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has our story.
The foreign investors filed their lawsuit back in June, and in it, they say the state of Vermont was complicit in a $250 million fraud perpetrated by the developer behind EB-5 projects in the Northeast Kingdom.
And immigrant investors relied upon the state of Vermont and the Vermont Regional Center saying, we have superior oversight. Again, they certainly didn't live up to that billing.
That's Chandler Mattson, one of the two Stowe attorneys representing the investors in the case. The Vermont Regional Center that Mattson is referring to was formed in 1997 when Vermont began participating in the federal EB-5 program. The program was created to boost foreign investment in domestic ventures by giving a green card to immigrants who put at least $500,000 into U.S. development projects. The regional centers were supposed to provide oversight of EB-5 projects. But a scathing letter from United States Citizenship and Immigration Services that was sent to the state of Vermont last week says the Vermont Regional Center failed in those oversight duties. The federal government has told the state that it intends to terminate the Vermont Regional Center's operations. Here's Chandler Mattson again.
And if you look through the USCIS opinion, you'll see very clearly what those duties that the Vermont Regional Center had to those immigrant investors. And they failed in every single one.
The USCIS letter chides state officials for, quote, inadequate monitoring, oversight, and management by the regional center. And those failures, according to the USCIS, quote, allowed the alleged malfeasance to occur. Russell Barr is the other Stowe lawyer representing foreign investors.
So now we have an independent federal agency supporting our allegations that we've laid out in our 85-page class action complaint.
Michael Pichak is the commissioner of the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation.
But for the state of Vermont, but for the Department of Financial Regulation, it's likely that the extent of the fraud would never have been uncovered.
Pichak's department assumed financial oversight of EB-5 projects from the Vermont Regional Center in late 2014 after state officials began to suspect that something was awry. Pichak says his department was able to subpoena financial records that ultimately led to civil charges against Ariel Quiros, the developer who allegedly orchestrated the fraud. Pichak says the Ponzi scheme that Quiros used to obscure his alleged fraud was, quote, extraordinarily complex. And he says the Vermont Regional Center lacked the subpoena power needed to extract financial records that might have otherwise helped the state ferret Quiros out earlier.
So this is a failure maybe in the structure of the program and not necessarily the Vermont Regional Center.
Attorney Russell Barr, though, says the fraud should have been apparent to anyone conducting even modest diligence. Barr is the CEO of Stowe Aviation and tried to use the EB-5 program himself to raise foreign capital for the airport. He withdrew from the program earlier this year. The foreign investors' lawsuit against the state notes that the Vermont Regional Center was heavily promoting Ariel Quiros' EB-5 projects even after whistleblowers began providing evidence of alleged wrongdoing.
A basic, maybe one-year junior accountant could have looked at some basic financial records and uncovered this, the misappropriations.
The Attorney General's office is defending the state against the investors' claims. A lawyer in that office says it will ask a judge to dismiss all 16 claims in a motion that will be filed by September 8th. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.